Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. We're here with David Ebbo talking about Kudu and Azure Websites. So I've deployed from GitHub, I've deployed from Git. I'm starting to get a sense of how that deployment occurs, though, but is there an opportunity for me to get in there and change the deployment or maybe copy a file or run a unit test?
Yes. So what happens by default is that we have a deployment script that we use, which kind of depends on the type of apps, but for an ASP.NET web application, pretty much what the script does is run msbuild with various params that produce artifacts, and those get deployed. Mm-hmm. But we have an opportunity to create what we call a custom deployment script. Once you do that, you essentially get a batch file, which initially does exactly the same things as what would happen without the script, mm-hmm. but then you get to hack on it and make it do other interesting things.
So if I make this default batch file and then just deploy again, it's the same deploy I've been doing the whole time?
Absolutely.
And it's a batch file if I'm doing an ASP.NET application, and it's a bash file if I'm doing Node type of thing.
That's right. I mean, technically you can do batch or bash for either of them, but in most cases people will do batch with ASP.NET and bash with, if you need to run on the Mac.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So let's use the Azure Friday site that we made before we did our initial deployment. And I've also gone and I've installed the cross-platform command line.
Yes.
This is where you can type Azure and get a whole series of control things. And we'll do a whole series of videos on this command line and how this works. And this has some really powerful stuff where I say Azure site list, for example, and we can see the list of sites. The deployment script is going to be an act that I'm going to do on, there it is. This is my Azure Friday. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? So Azure site, and then what do I say?
You say deployment script.
Deployment script, and it knows which site because that's the folder that we're in.
Yes, I think it does.
Let's hope
but
so.
But I'm not 100% sure.
We'll
if it
find
doesn't,
out in a minute.
It will ask you for the site.
All right, we'll find out in a
enough.
Minute. Okay, so I said Azure site deployment script, and I've got a whole series of things here. Repository root.
Yes. So what you need in this case, not all of the options are available in all the project types. In this case, it's a web application, so you'll want to slash this one, ASP.WAP.
ASP.WAP. Okay, as opposed to a website which doesn't have a project file.
Correct.
Okay. So /- ASP.WAP.
And WAP.
WAP. Pardon me.
Yes.
And then.
The CSPROJ is going to be in the subfolder.
Okay.
So what is probably web application 7/, that's right.
Okay.
And now you need also the solution file because it needs to know the location of that. And that should be right here.
Okay.
And that should be all. And if it doesn't know what site it's for, I'm hoping it'll ask you.
Okay, cool. And I don't have to say what kind of site it was because it'll figure it out.
This is what ASP.WAP.
Oh, ASP.WAP is the type.
Is the type of site.
Okay,
yes.
Excellent. So I hit that. Executing. It knows project and solution.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, here you go. And generating for .NET web application.
Yeah, I'm thinking it actually doesn't need to know what site it's for because it's that doesn't do any operation that talks to Azure at this point. It's just generating files.
Okay, so I hit dir and deploy.cmd. I've never seen that before. You can see the date is just this moment. And then .deployment. So I've got two files there.
Let's look at the little one first.
Let's look at the little one.
Which is very simple.
It's an ini file.
That's the format, yeah. So might be questionable, but that's
No, it's a little tiny text file. Actually, we'll do it like that.
Yes. So all this is saying is at the time things need to be deployed, the command to run is deploy.cmd.
Okay.
And that happens to be the other batch file, which we'll look at.
Are there other things I can put in here other than commands?
Yes, yes. There are things you can tell it. I mean, in fact, there are tweaks that you can do if you don't have a custom deployment script, and if you want to do some amount of tweaking, but not to the level of the custom deployment script. For instance, you could tell it, well, I have my repo, but I have three MVC apps in there. You could tell it which one to deploy.
And it's in that folder.
That's right. But once you have a custom deployment script, that actually becomes part of your batch file, because now you own the whole process.
Okay. So I can do anything I want to, merge them or whatever makes me happy.
Yes. So here, this file is, it's somewhat large, and there's some parts in the beginning that are more just setting things up.
Okay.
But the only part that's truly interesting, if you go down.
Okay. I'm noticing a number of environment variables.
Yes. These are things that get set by Kudu on the server before running this batch file so that, you can find all the relevant folders. Other interesting thing I should mention is that this file is generated in a way that you can actually run it locally. The idea is that, you know, you write a batch file, you want to test it.
Yeah. So deploy.cmd could work locally.
That's right. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why it's kind of big in the beginning, because we say, well, if this environment variable is not defined, let's default it to something. Because all of the things that Azure will inject won't exist on your local machine.
That's great, because it wouldn't be useful if I couldn't run it locally.
Yes.
So here I can see line 70, if we're doing a deployment, MS build, and then there's web application 7, so that's what it's going to build. And we told it that.
And then it has some rather fancy flags that it's passing to build, which are, you know, existing VS flag.
But making sure it's
in the end,
it's
just building your solution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then
And then there's this step. It's like two step. First,
two
it builds it.
So this is
second.
Build.
It does this thing called kudu sync, which pretty much means copy the artifacts to the web root.
Ah, okay. So it doesn't actually do the build in place. It gets everything ready, and then it copies it over to where the actual web root is.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. So where would I do something if I wanted to, like, say hello or hello world here?
Pretty much anywhere. If you go up a bit, I think there's already some echo handling. Like, you just add another echo or change this line.
So I could say, hey, fancy pants. And I could do whatever, right?
Yes.
Now, what if I wanted an executable? If I wanted to say, like, I don't know, send an SMS or tell someone that something happened.
Yeah, you could do all that. I mean, you just have to make sure that whatever tool you need to call is part of your repo, either part of your repo or that you have some logic to download it on the fly, which you could have. You know, some people don't, you know, checking in binary is always the bad thing. So you can literally do a call to bring down some executable, which you can then run.
Okay.
And they become sort of part of your build.
So let's see that actually happen. Now, I say git status. Those new files are not tracked.
Yes.
So I'll go and add them, and then commit them. New custom deployment. And where am I going to go to? Azure Master?
Yes.
Okay. So that's going up there. I see the remote. Oh, there, look at that.
That's your message.
So that remote, that actually ran up there. My echo was run up there and then sent back down here, and it's telling me that it happened.
That's right.
Okay, cool. So show me a little bit more advanced example of maybe like running unit tests.
Okay, so I have another app in the folder.
So MVC with XUnit tests.
Yes, yes. So if you look at the deploy.cmd, that's a more complex example of what you can do with this. And in this particular case,
here's deployment.
It's basically running XUnit on the code.
So I see here on line 70, you're building the website. That's the same thing we saw before. Line 73 here, you're actually building another whole project.
Yes. The reason for that is that when we do the standard build for the project, for the MVC app itself, it does a minimal build, which means it won't build your unit test project, because we're not building like the full solution to optimize. So it needs to separately build the unit test project to make sure it's not left out.
Okay.
Once it's built, you pretty much throw XUnit at the unit test DLL, and it's...
And you're calling XUnit directly from the packages folder because XUnit was added as a NuGet package.
That's right. Yeah, coming back to what I said earlier, I said you could download the tool, or you could just use, in this case, NuGet to get it.
That's a really good tip, because you're saying that if there's a particular exe you need, keep it in your NuGet packages folder, and that's available to you.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
I mean, assuming there is a NuGet package for it, which there is in the case of XUnit.
So then if I understand here, you're saying if there's an error level, then bail. So if the tests fail, this deployment then would not happen?
It would not happen. You would see in your output, you know, running unit test, and then say, oh, error, it'll give you whatever output XUnit gives you, and it would not deploy.
And that's because kudu sync never would have happened, which means it never would have copied the results over.
Exactly.
And then where do those files go? They just get deleted, or they just sit around?
Eventually, they'll get deleted. They're no longer relevant.
And if I go back up into the website and take a look at that, this is the one that we just did, and look at view logs, I can see,
there it is.
It's right there in the Azure dashboard as well.
Yes.
Very cool.
You see in here is pretty much identical to what you saw on the command line when you pushed.
So we can effect custom deployments, pretty much anything we want, from sending out messages to running any executable that we have on that server, as well as unit tests at build time.
Yes.
It's Azure Friday.
Thank you.